Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, MTE's charitable foundation, Sharing Change, funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month, supporting hundreds of nonprofits. Discover more at sharingchange.org. Today, we are in conversation about the Senior Activity Center of Smyrna. And Fran Dunn joins us here. And good morning.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Doing well. Good to have you here with us today.
Thank you.
The Senior Activity Center of Smyrna has been very active.
We have been very active. We are a growing organization that serves seniors age 55 and older, and not just Smyrna, but surrounding areas and surrounding counties. For those who don't know, we started back in 1971 when Patsy Brown, who was sitting in the choir at the Methodist Church in Smyrna, was listening to a sermon about community. And the minister, Reverend Luke Dunn, said, you know, it would be really good if there were a place where seniors could go and hang out and socialize and have a meal together. So she took that idea when she was 9 months pregnant and ran with it. And the center started with 10 members at the Methodist Church. And after about a month, they decided they needed to invite the Presbyterians from across the street and the Baptists and all the other denominations. So they started growing. They were limited in what activities they could do because they were meeting inside a church building. Mm-hmm. So they wouldn't play bingo. They wouldn't play cards. But they played a lot of trivia. They would do bake sales and cakewalks because at that time they only charged 50 cents a month for membership dues. And after 2 or 3 years, they had the opportunity to rent a small house on Front Street, not far from the depot in Smyrna. So they moved in there. They paid $65 a month in rent. And moving there opened up a whole new world of activities and programs that they were able to do. And then in late 1976, County Commissioner Rucker Rakes approached Patsy and said, hey, how would you like to have property for your own senior center building? And Patsy was like, oh, wow, that would be great, but we don't have money. How are we going to build it? And so he was offering land that was part of the Old Rock School property.
Mm.
So they worked out a deal where they leased the land to the center for $1 a year for 35 years. And at that time, his son, Bud Rakes, was principal at Smyrna High School. And they had a building and trades class. And every school year, they would build a house and raise money for the school. So over 2 school years, they built the, as I say, phase one of our existing building. And they moved in July of 1979 with donations from local businesses, churches, and individuals. And the build, that front part of the building cost about $45,000 to build. And they moved in debt-free.
Wow. How about that?
It's such a cool story. And Patsy always says it was divine intervention that made it happen. There have been 2 additions to the existing building. The first was added in 1984, the second in 2004. And we've done 1 remodel within the past 10 years since I've been there. But we are busting at the seams now. Our building capacity is 200 people in 4,400 square feet, and we need more space. So we are in the middle of a capital campaign. In fact, we just went public with that campaign.
You're not going to build anything for $45,000 anymore.
No, we couldn't even build 1 room for $45,000.
So let me ask you about the minister, Dunn. Any relation?
No, he doesn't have an E on the end of his name.
Okay, all right. When you said that, it just kind of dawned on me. Maybe there was something to that. Fran, how long have you been a part of the senior center?
I've been there 10 years.
Okay.
December 1 was my 10-year anniversary.
Well, you must enjoy what you're doing.
I love my job.
So the activities that go on, you were telling me about one in particular, which is, you know, I would have never thought that. But kind of give us an idea of some of the activities that you participate in at any given time.
Absolutely. Well, one of our most popular, of course, is bingo, and that's happening right now as we speak. They play twice a week, and we have outside vendors who come in and bring the prizes and call the bingo, and it's people like the assisted livings and home health agencies or Medicare reps. And, you know, they come in because all of my members are potential customers for these folks. So it's just a good tool for marketing. But we do trivia and ceramics and watercolor. And there's a large bridge group and a huge line dancing group.
Wow, really?
Huge line dancing group. I mean, one more person and they're going to be out of space. We're going to have to start taking down tables in our main room in the front so they can dance there. And they get together twice a week on Monday afternoons and Tuesday evenings at 4:00, and they absolutely love it. We have a rhythmic drumming class that is big. We have chair yoga, chair cardio, a big crafting group. In fact, we just had the 1st of November, our big craft sale that we have every year, because they make crafts all year long mm-hmm. to sell. We travel. We travel a lot. 2 nights in Asheville, North Carolina. We got to go to Biltmore, and we weren't sure if that trip was going to happen because of all the devastation right. from Hurricane Helene. And we saw a lot of devastation. But Biltmore, the estate itself, was untouched.
Oh, wow. I didn't know about that.
Absolutely. And so we were able to go at night. It was a candlelight tour. We had dinner at the estate, and there were 49 of us who went. So, you know, just amazing. We did a Rhine River cruise this year. We did England, Scotland, and Wales this year. We've been to Branson. And then I have a whole slew of trips on the program for next year.
So do you go on all of those trips?
Most of them. Yeah. If enough people sign up that I can go with a comp seat on the bus or on the plane, then I go. But there have been a few trips there weren't enough people and I didn't go.
Yeah. So is the Senior Activity Center of Smyrna, is it part of the city government or is it independent?
We are totally independent. The way we've looked at it over the years, the only people that it would really benefit to be part of the town of Smyrna would be me and my 2 staff that work with me, because then we'd get all the town benefits and maybe better pay. But, you know, we like saying that we are a senior center run by our members. You know, we elect at-large members to be on our board of directors every year. We have lots of great community members on our board of directors. And it just makes it feel more like a big family uh-huh. when we can do it all ourselves.
Well, I would think that's kind of rare, too, because a lot of times senior activity centers are, well, like the one in Murfreesboro.
Absolutely. They're under the city of Murfreesboro. Yeah, and the Laverne Senior Center for many years was under the city of Laverne. They have just been taken over by 50 Forward, which is a huge conglomerate of senior centers in Davidson, Williamson, and now Rutherford County.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. And they have a whole lot more money to spend, and they get funding from sources that we're not able to get from. Many senior centers get funding from the Greater Nashville Regional Council. We do not, because they already fund St. Clair and Laverne.
Okay.
But, you know, we do a lot of fundraisers to help supplement what we need to keep our building operating. Our largest fundraiser of the year is a big spaghetti and wine dinner. And we get sponsors. And we do a silent auction and a live auction. And this year we grossed like $87,000 on that one event.
Wow, very yes. nice. Fran Dunn is with us today from the Senior Activity Center of Smyrna. So members pay dues, but that gives them a sense of, you know, this is my
absolutely
center.
Members pay 55. They have to be 55 years old, but they only pay $35 a year to be a member. And, you know, and that is nothing, because if you look at our calendar of events and all that we do, I mean, we had to go to an 11 by 17 sheet of paper to print out our calendar because we do so much.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So it's, I guess, generosity from the community that
absolutely
helped pay for upkeep, pay for salaries, things like that.
Yes. And, you know, I do a lot of grant requests. You know, Rutherford County is very good to nonprofits as far as grants go. So we get money there. We get grant money from the Smyrna Charity Assistance Fund. Middle Tennessee Electric, the Sharing Change Program, supports us. The Smyrna Rotary supports us. And then Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee is always generous, you know, with grants for senior centers.
Well, that's awesome. And obviously, the support in the community by your community board as well.
Yes, yes. We have Rayburn Insurance represented. In fact, Baker Rayburn is the chair of our board of directors. We have Wilson Bank. We have somebody who actually works with Journeys in Community Living on our board. Parks Auction is represented as a community member. We have a travel agent on our board.
That's helpful with all the trips.
It's very helpful, isn't it? And then we have a county commissioner on our board. So a lot of support. And then a lot of previous board members who are very involved in the community. In fact, one in particular, Jerome Dempsey, was on the board when I started.
With the board being active, I'm sure they're going to be active in your capital campaign.
Absolutely. Our capital campaign, we have a large committee that has been formed, and we've met several times. We have Steve Steele, who is retired civil engineer from Huddleston Steel, and then Patsy Brown are the co-chairs of the capital campaign. We have Taylor Farms represented. We had SRM Concrete represented, Wilson Bank, Parks Auction. We have an attorney on the campaign committee. We have a emergency room physician on there. So a lot of good people from the community. Front Street Signs is represented. And they all are just doing an incredible job of, you know, getting out, making the ask. We have Nissan represented on the campaign committee. And, you know, they're all coming through. You know, and one thing that is very important to us with this campaign is that when we go out, we can say that we have the support of our board members, our long-range planning committee members, and our capital campaign committee members.
So the new, would this be an addition to your current facility?
No, this will be a brand new building. The town of Smyrna has come through for us and is leasing just shy of 6 acres of land to us on the corner of Mason Tucker Drive and Sam Ridley Parkway. We will be catty-cornered across Sam Ridley from the YMCA.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and directly across the street from the new Seward's Landing development that's being built. This will be a dollar a year lease for 25 years, and of course renewable after 25 years. So, you know, even though we don't get funding from the town of Smyrna, they come through for us.
Well, this is obviously a big one.
Obviously, a very big one, and we're so grateful to them for doing this for us.
And how will that increase your size? Will it double your size?
Will triple. Our size. You know, we have the 4,400 square feet right now with the building capacity of 200. And we have over 750 members. Now, about 80 of those are what we call lifetime or homebound. Lifetime means you're 90 or above. And when you hit 90, you don't ever have to pay that $35 again. And quite a few of those people are still active and come for activities and programs.
That's awesome.
The center. And, you know, the others have been active members, the homebound. They're just not able to get out and come anymore. But still, with all those members, we had our Christmas luncheon yesterday. We had to have that at the Smyrna Event Center. And even there, we're limited to space. So we had to cut that off.
Yeah.
You know, because we provide that luncheon. And you know, it's a good problem to have.
Sure, yes.
It's a great problem to have.
Well, for anyone who's listening that would like to be a part of the Senior Activity Center of Smyrna, you've got a great website, lots of information there.
Yes, we do. Our website is SmyrnaSeniorCenter.org. And if you want to just come by, we're open Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4. And we give tours. Come by. We can tell you all about everything that we do and, you know, brag about our members, because they are just some of the most wonderful group of age 55 and above people that I have ever been around.
Awesome. Fran, thanks for coming by today.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Fran Dunn joining us from the Senior Activity Center of Smyrna here on Rutherford Issues. And today's show is brought to you by TechCore, voted the best computer repair and IT service in Rutherford County. 615-223-9600. TechCore, powered by Turner Security. Have a great day. We'll see you back here next time.